أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. The ayat continue. Translation is, and surely we shall test you with something of fear, that is of the enemy or of problems, and something of hunger and some loss of wealth, lives and fruits. So if any of these problems comes to you, you should be patient. But give good news to those who are patient. Those who, when problems come to them, they say, surely we belong to Allah and to Him shall we return. They are the ones on whom the blessings of their Rabb and His mercy are showered. Such are the rightly guided. When anyone is in difficulty, it will help a lot to recite the ayat, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If you understand the meaning of the ayat, it will be even better. Here is a more detailed translation of the ayat, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Translation in more detail is, certainly all of us, that is our lives and all our things, belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the owner has every right to use his things however he wishes. We all have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to return to Him after we pass away, and He will reward us greatly for the losses and this life. If anyone has firm faith in the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah, he would never feel worried about the worldly losses. But because we are weak in our iman, even a small loss or a little difficulty becomes too much for us. In many ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah has difficulties. Sometimes people are tested with a lot of wealth, how they earned it and how they spent it. Some people are tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through poverty and hunger, so that He may see who will be patient and who will complain. Subhanallah.